episode 420, Give Your Day a Wink.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you? I'm thrilled that you are here. How are you feeling? What's been going on this week? Have you been kind of going crazy? You're pulling your hair out? Or has it been really an awesome week? And you're like, yes, if I can repeat this every single day, this would be what I call fantastic. My life would be on purpose. I would know what I'm supposed to be doing. I love the energy level wherever you are at right now. Because what I want to do is I want to capture your energy, whether it's low or whether it's high. And I want you to think about something. What if all of a sudden a challenge or a struggle came in the middle of your day right now, this second? What would happen to you? How would you feel? Capture that feeling right now in your mind. I know it's kind of weird, isn't it? Because you're like, wait a minute, you're pulling me down. No. I'm not going to pull you down. I promise we're going right back up. Okay, I want you to think about that feeling now. And then I want you to think about it, and I want you to just blink. If you can wink, I'd rather you wink. But see, I can't wink, so I have to blink. I was never given that talent. I don't know what it is, so I just blink. But if you can wink, I want you to give it a wink. Yes, give your day a wink. A lot of times what we do is we take the negative energy or even the positive energy, and we accept it as our own, and then we don't know what to do with it. And sometimes we become that young child that has all this energy and we either want to scream, throw a tantrum, we want to jump up and down, we want to dance a little bit, we want to give some whoop, whoop, raise the ceilings. And other times we just want to do nothing and we pull back. We want to pull our head over the covers and we want to go into our shell and say, just leave me alone. When you take that energy though, whether it's a low energy or high energy, and you take it and you give your day a wink, what is happening is you're giving yourself a moment to grab hold of where you are right then and there. It no longer has control over you. Because what we allow ourselves to do is to fall into this whole idea. It's like falling into a bowl. You know, when you're cooking your favorite cookie, I'm sorry, I'm in the mood for cookies. Anybody have some to share with me? I would love some. With my hot chocolate. Oh, yeah, it's very tasty. So I'll take some if you have some. Can you pass it through? So imagine you have this amazing bowl of fresh dough that you just baked. Or it's not baked yet. You just stirred it all together. You whipped it together. And you can smell almost every ingredient because it's so fresh, right? We're not talking about what you get and you buy at the store that's already pre-made. I'm talking about the fresh dough. And maybe you have to go back into your childhood. Because I know life gets busy. And so it's real easy and real convenient for us just to go buy them at the store. I get that. But imagine you walked in into your favorite bakery. What do you smell? Capture that right now. Oh my gosh, the vanilla, the cinnamon, the nutmeg. Oh, and yes, even the white flour. And for some of you, maybe some nuts. Maybe you love nuts. Maybe they're almonds or walnuts. Oh my goodness, I'm getting really hungry. And you can even smell what? The thing that makes everything better, chocolate or caramel. Oh, and it's just dripping and it's so fresh and it's so creamy. Are you ready for some cookies now too? But imagine that batter. And what you have here is this full batter of goodness. But the thing is with our energy, whether it's low or high, if we put something bad in that, a rotten egg, does it make it good anymore? Oh, no. It destroys it. What if we put in too much sugar? It destroys it. Do you see? So it doesn't matter if it's yucky and not so good or if it's overly great. We can destroy in a very, very precious moment in a blink. And instead of allowing yourself to fall into the batter like that, and say, oh, I guess I'm in for a ride. Give your day a wink. A strong woman looks a challenge in the eye and gives it a wink. That's what you can do. Or guys, you can change it. A strong man looks a challenge in the eye and gives it a wink. That challenge can be good or bad. But we see it as what? Oh my gosh, I've never been here before. Oh my gosh, this scares the living daylights out of me. And maybe the biggest, best opportunity that you've ever come across. And you're like, and it fell into my lap. How cool is that? It's cool. But guess what? It's real easy to run away and go the other direction. It's real easy to what? Throw too much sugar in on a good thing. At the same time, you can have something tragic happen. Maybe a death in the family. And that death in the family, it crushes you. And you don't know what to do. Give your day a wink. Because even though it's not good, if you continue to throw bad into it, what happens? It gets worse. A strong woman looks a challenge in the eye and gives it a wink. What you feed, you become. So if you constantly are feeding the negative, you give always to the bad, you're giving always to the drama, what are you going to attach yourself to? Yeah. And not only are you going to attach yourself to it, but you are going to attract it. When you give into the positive, when you serve from the heart, serve from a loving, you serve with grace. When you love unconditionally, changes your perspective. It allows you to see things differently. The challenges that come your way do not have to stop you in your tracks. All you have to do is give your day a wink. Take that challenge and say, I'm not going to let you sit here and control me. I'm going to sit here and process this, so I'm going to give my challenge a wink. Or for me, a blink. And when you give it a wink, it gives you that moment of quick peace, of quick solitude, of calmness to literally bring back into your mind, okay, let's process this. Breathe. Next step. Then you're not falling into this delicious batter and adding the wrong ingredient to it. You don't want to throw the rotten egg in on something good. And you don't want to throw too much sugar on something that's already good. You can always overdo. But it's how you see it, how you take it, your response to it. Remember, E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. You want that tasty, delicious, heart-melting and heartwarming cookie. From that batter that just smells so delicious. And you can't wait till it comes right out of the oven. And you smell it. And the cookie's so soft because it's still slightly warm with that tall glass of whatever you want to drink. I don't know what you want to drink, so pretend. Tell me what it is. What are you drinking? And you have this tall drink with this fresh, delicious cookie. And then all of a sudden chaos happens. No, you're not going to throw it away. Probably what you're going to do is quickly try and eat it real quick before something happens, right? Again, give your day a wink. The challenges are going to come, both good and bad. There are going to be times that you're just like, why? What was I thinking? Where was I going with all of this? But it doesn't have to be that way. So take today. Don't look at today as a challenge. Look at today as a blessing. Look at today as your way to give your day a wink. Embrace your day. That's what you're doing when you wink at it. You're saying, you don't control me. I'm bringing about a moment of what? Calm, peacefulness, a sense of I'm okay. We'll get through this, the good, the bad, or the ugly, because you are a strong woman. You're a confident woman. And you're definitely blessed today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.